on Revolution.
Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. Tonight I have with me Jennifer, the Mafia Wars Loot Lady.
Wow.
Dun, 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 dun.
And that makes
Jana's in their storm shelter.
Yeah, Jana has tornado issues.
She's having tornado warnings in her town, so she's locked in the basement without a computer, so she is not participating in the show this evening. So, what's been going on? Anything in general? For me, it's been baseball. Baseball, baseball, baseball. All the time.
Uh-huh.
So, between two boys, it keeps you up.
I stay busy with my dogs.
Yeah. Did your dog just have a birthday?
Yeah, she's 1 year old now.
That's kind of crazy to think.
My Pomeranian. I know it seems like
I remember when you got her.
Yeah, and one of our fans named her because I couldn't think of a name and people put in their suggestions.
Yep.
And so I went with Pixie, and it really fits her, too, because it looks like she's dancing and flying around.
Huh. What did your boyfriend name his dog?
Reggie. You're the one that came up with that name. Well, he wanted to give it the same name as our Yorkie that passed away.
Uh-huh.
And I said, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, I think that's against the dog rules.
It is. And he thought that was the silliest thing he ever heard. But I said, no, it has to have a new name.
I agree with that.
So instead of Rudy, it's Reggie.
Got it.
But I still call him Rudy all the time.
Yeah.
But they keep you busy.
Yeah, animals will.
And I have the cats and the turtles and the other dogs. So it's a zoo at our house.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. I guess. What do we got going on in the game?
I was going to ask you what we have going on in Spockholm.
Well, we've got some cool stuff happening in Spockholm. I talked about it for a long time, and it happened. Ike took the time, and he got the checklist to now be embedded inside the Spockholm toolbar.
Nice.
And it's got some new features with it, too. Because one of the things that some people had commented on that they'd like to see in the actual checklist itself was the ability that when you click the do it button to get, you know, to actually navigate to a link or follow and load a Spocklet or whatever, you'd actually be able to check that off at the same time. And so in the configuration in the checklist, there's now an option for that. And another one that was added was the capability to be able to actually get desktop notifications when your timer expires.
So, oh, I didn't know that.
Yep, that's the one that says desktop notifications. The intention, and we kind of joked around about it when we were kind of spitballing the idea was, you know, we talk about and joke about how much Mike Nestor sets alarm clocks. So I said, well, what if the checklist, when it expires, would send you a desktop notification reminding you that something's expired and it's time to go take action on it? And so that's what the other thing that was adding into it. Yeah, that's what the desktop notification is.
Oh, wow, I didn't even know.
So I think
I'm going to look at that tonight and check it out.
I worked those couple of things in. I'm trying to think what else we've got. There's, you know, for those that aren't familiar with the checklist, there's a couple of videos out there. There's also a lot of fan-supplied links to use in the checklist. So you can actually get to things like, you know, activating your Taskmaster and some other things right from your checklist, as well as, you know, starting wars and all those kinds of things too. So, I mean, and the nice part about the checklist is it allows for a lot of end user customization. So if there's a favorite script that you use that, you know, is not in our arsenal and not listed in the toolbar search, you can actually add your own to the checklist as well. So lots of different options. So if you haven't
That's
had
really
a chance
nice.
To use it, it's pretty cool. I'm kind of really glad to see it part of the toolbar because I think it's one of those things that when people realize it's out there and, you know, you don't really know what it does until you use it. When you use it, then you're like, oh, this makes all the sense in the world. There's just so much I can do with it, you know. And I have a regular target I fight in wars, and I can actually load that target in and then navigate to it. And it reminds me every 8 hours that I got to go, you know, do my war. And, you know, and it puts a little checkbox in the top in the toolbar with a count of how many active items in the checklist you need to deal with. So it's kind of cool.
What I like about it, because when the spot comb toolbar came out, before then, I always had a few unframed windows. And I would load the checklist into one of them. And once I got used to playing in an unframed state, I kind of forgot to load my checklist. And I just kind of ended up not using it very often.
Right.
And so this kind of puts it back right in front of my face. Like, oh yeah, I did this. I should check it off on the checklist.
Right.
So it's really got me more engaged in using it.
Yep.
And I have a question.
Sure.
How much does it cost to use the checklist and the toolbar together?
It's free.
Wow.
It's a bonus. There is no fee. Yep, it's free. And all the spotlets are free. Free, free, free.
Yeah.
Giving it all away. It's crazy, Pete. So, but now, yeah, we strive to try to keep the cost down. So, not like I said before, we'll always be willing to take a donation, but it's not a requirement. So,
right, and you're spending your own money. You know, I'm not going to bash on anybody for trying to be an entrepreneur, but I think things are only fair, especially these scripts, if everyone has the chance to use it.
Yeah.
So therefore, there's no unfair advantage.
Right.
But
yep.
People could disagree with me, but
sure,
that's just how I think, and I'm pretty sure Zynga probably thinks the same.
Yeah, I don't know. Hard to say.
I can't really elaborate. Just
thinking.
No, we never do. And they're crazy right now.
Crazy Zynga.
They're really frustrating me.
Yeah, why?
A lot of reasons. It just seems like it's so slow going. And ever since, I had a lot of high hopes for the new team. They really seem motivated. And I just feel like my optimism was shattered. It just seems like everything we do is copy and paste. Like, how many blog posts about gift mastery events am I going to write? How many secret districts? How many new districts? Mafia poker. These stupid properties that everybody hates and continues to hate. And another one was found in the server. Yeah. And I'm really not seeing a lot of player feedback and suggestions implemented into the game. Like, sure, it's cool that we said, hey, you should put a confirmation button on the collectible stat card banner. And they did it. But that's not really a game-changing activity.
Right.
Who's being a click monkey?
Me.
You're not on mute.
I'm on click.
Oh, okay. Is that like a sound effect?
Yes, it's me. Clicking, click, 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 click.
But, you know, there's serious issues with fight. There's so much that needs to be done in this game. And the only thing we see that's anything new, it has to do with buying something in the marketplace. And you know what? Maybe I would buy more and spend more money if the game was more fun for me or more exciting. But it's just boring me to death.
Yep.
And there's a lot of new stuff coming out. But guess what? It's not really new. It's just repeat. We have another property on the way. We have Mafia Poker Season 6 on the way. The fourth round of collectible stat cards is coming up. It looks like there's some more London missions are going to be added. There's a limited time mission that's coming.
Right.
So we're going to get hit all of this at once, of course. We have another day on the limited time property. So I imagine they kind of rotate, it seems lately, the property with a Mafia Poker. And we haven't seen the ice season. Like, they brought that out for a one time to see if their fighting situation was under control. And then we haven't seen another one since.
Yeah. No, we're not kind of surprised about that.
No. And the thing, that's what makes me mad, too. They went out of their way to let us know there's a problem. Too many server requests. So we go out and preach, don't abuse scripts, don't clog up their servers. But they haven't done anything about it. So, you know, it just kind of made all that effort of telling people they need to watch it kind of not worth it.
Right.
Because until they change something, people are going to keep doing what they're doing right now. And I don't blame them. I am too.
Yep.
And then the numbers keep dropping and dropping and dropping. But we talked about the new tiers of benefits for the VIP membership program.
Well, yeah.
And then now that the third month came out, a lot of people got confusing pop-ups. We don't know what month we're on. You should know just by counting, but just because I know I paid three times, does that mean that they know that I'm on the third month? And there's no way to go into your account and see, which is a flaw in the system, I believe.
Right. Well, then, you know, in my case, I got a pop-up that told me that if I renew now, I'd get 1 month off on that to that first silver mastery level. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't the only one that got it. So I renewed. And then now all of a sudden, they're telling me I don't get it. I'm like, then why'd you give me the message?
Yeah. And a lot of people that didn't get the offer also got that same pop-up message.
Yeah. Like, if you're going to offer me the thing and I choose to accept it, then I should get the bonus.
Yeah.
And I did not. You ripped me off, Zynga.
And they did refresh the VIP loot for the third time.
Yeah.
But they have yet to refresh the high-end fight loot, which they can do what they want. But I think the players who don't spend money are getting frustrated. And, you know, they always brag about their games being free. If they don't want people to play for free, then they just need to go ahead and admit to it. Because it causes a lot of conflict. There's a lot, well, you just spend money, that you're no good, you don't know what you're doing. And there's a lot of that going around.
Yeah.
Like, well, Zynga doesn't care about us if we don't spend money. And to an extent, they probably don't care about you as much. But I would think they would look at the players who play for free as a reason the players who spend money are there. Because if
more targets.
Everyone quit who didn't spend money, then basically we're paying to be mediocre in the game.
Yeah.
I'd rather just quit. You know, but I think there's a sense of people that do spend money want to excel. They want to feel like they're better than some people. I mean, I know I'll never be better than most people, but so I think losing your free player base in the long run will hurt you financially as well.
Right.
But I don't know. I'm not a business person. I'm just a common sense person. But that doesn't seem to get you anywhere when trying to figure them out.
Yeah.
I've been very negative, haven't I?
Yes, but I have to say I understand why.
Frustrated. Yeah. Well, it might have something to do with Jesus Christ, too.
Well, that poor guy. God on the cross for us. What more can he do?
not the real Jesus Christ.
Oh, is this the guy that they found in the Cheetos?
No. Yeah. On toast.
Yeah, he finds them on toast.
This is horrible. And you can't even talk about this stuff without somebody's going to make a comment that you're being anti-religious or whatever. But not all religions believe in Jesus Christ. And I believe people should be allowed to practice whatever religion they want, but this has nothing to do with religion and everything to do with crates. Do you want to hear the story?
Sure.
Okay. It's really silly. But anyways.
We practice Spocktism.
What?
Nothing.
Yeah. And there could be people out there like that, and we have to respect their religion.
Yeah, what's his name from Big Bang Theory? Sheldon.
Yeah. He's in the Star Trek.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and Spock.
That's why you like that show.
Yeah. It's a funny show. But anyway, all right, I digress. That's go back to what your the whole thing with the Jesus Christ crates.
Okay. About 2 weeks ago, Zynga held the second Design Your Crate contest. And like most things, people don't participate in this stuff. Who has time to sit and go design a crate? And the Design Your Crate one, we don't even believe there was a real winner. We think it was fake because they announced two separate crates as the winners and they just seem like they made up a name.
Right.
So anyway, so they have the second offering of a crate contest. So they had their post on the forums. Well, there was no participation. They had like one entry. So they asked us to kind of get the word out and submit entries if we had time. And I had an idea. It was kind of silly. I just thought it would be cool to have like a dog crate and everybody send pictures of their dogs and they pick eight dogs. And in the contest, it said they only wanted a weapon, vehicle or armor, but it turns out that was just a mistake because they forgot that we have two more categories of loot. And so they said, no, you can enter that. So I didn't have a picture, but I had Mike Nestor help me. I can't do angles. And it really looks ugly. At my fault, not Mike's. But I submitted it anyways. I'm like, ah, oh, they asked. It can't hurt. I already had the idea. So then I see that they have a, they put all the entries in for a vote and right. made a story out of it. So I go and I'm like looking for mine and it's not there. So I said to them, I said, oh, I noticed you forgot to put mine in there. And they said, oh, no, we could only take 7. And so I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. Because I didn't expect mine to go very far. It wasn't that good. So I went back to the forum post to see the other designs.
Yeah.
And there was like a really good one. It was called Grills Crate. You know the grills when the guys have all that metal in their teeth?
Their teeth, yeah.
The rappers do it. And I thought that was a cool crate. But this guy, he wasn't on the list either. So I'm looking at the other ones. And there were some good ones. You know, people had good ideas. And then the very last one, they didn't send a picture. They didn't send anything concepts. They just put Jesus Christ and his cross, the ultimate power. That's all they wrote. And they put that one in the survey. And then they made it the top one. So the moral of the story is don't do a lot of work to enter contests. Just don't appreciate it.
Yeah, that's probably true.
So then I made a blog post and encouraged people vote for the Jesus Christ crate.
Yep. Did it win?
I don't know. The voting was only for 2 days.
Oh.
And I didn't find out about it till like there was only a few hours left.
Wondered. I mean, were you able to see any counts at all, or you had no idea?
No. It's just one of those surveys you submit.
Oh, okay.
Just something silly.
Yeah.
But I learned a lesson out of it. If I don't plan to enter a contest on my own, I am not going to do it when asked. And we never see the winners of these contests anyway, so that's why I don't enter them. Same reason I don't fill out surveys, because I don't believe they look at them. I think they just want something to generate numbers.
Yeah, that is true.
That's my theory. And it may not be true. I'm not saying it is, but that's just what I feel. Because we have a good idea what players are going to say on these surveys, and nothing ever turns out the way they should.
Something I read on the VIP levels, one of it says, resubscribing post-cancellation will reset your VIP memberships to bronze level. Well, here's the deal. If your credit card expires, and not that the card's bad, it just had an expiration date that changed, and I immediately renewed when I got the pop-up, the one specifically that Zynga said would push my subscription up a month. It also says that if your card is rejected or otherwise unavailable, then you're automatically canceled. So are they saying now the 3 months I've been part of being a VIP, I've actually thrown out the window because I had a card that had a different expiration date that I didn't, you know, have any opportunity to go update anywhere? That would piss me off.
Well, and that's what's going to happen, because credit cards always, they issue a new one when the expiration date goes.
Right, exactly.
And they won't take recurring charges. You have to actually change them.
Right.
And the only way to do that is to cancel and sign back up.
Right. Well, according to this, if you cancel, then you are actually out of the game. You're bumped all the way back down to bronze.
Back to bronze.
Right.
No soup for you.
Then no soup for you.
Yeah. And I imagine this is going to be a recurring complaint. And I bet you we all somehow get booted to bronze again through no fault of our own.
Right.
You know, like, for example, with me, and I still don't know the answer. You know, when this VIP thing first came out, it said there was no penalty for canceling. You could sign back up at any time. And I wanted to make a blog post of how to cancel.
Right.
So I had to actually do it to find out all the steps. And then as soon as I finished the post, I went to re-sign up, and it wouldn't let me.
Right.
Instead,
you had to wait until it expired.
So now my question is, because they changed the rules midway, like, am I dinged a month because of that? And am I only on, like, the second level month?
Well,
or am I
and if you're, the ding, month? If you're dinged back to bronze, does that mean you're dinged back to the first level of bronze?
Yeah, they don't tell you.
I know. That's stupid Zynga. That's the stupid problem they had with the whole VIP, the other VIP program thing.
The loyalty program.
We never knew what the points were or how you calculated them or anything else. It was some big super secret Zynga, super handshake, hidden behind closed doors, super secret formula. Man, that just pissed me off. And that's
that was annoying.
That's the part that's really making me mad these days. I'm sorry for interrupting, but man, that's just what's frosting my balls, is this nonsense that they're doing with this kind of crap. I'm telling you. It's just making me so mad.
Yeah, if they're going to make us spend money, why are they making it complicated?
Yeah. I mean, heck, you know, here we are saying, look, we'll play, and we'll pay to play, you know, but don't keep screwing us over. Just go kick your ass. Anyway, I'm done with my
speaking of that, not your frozen balls, but the benefit tiers. Remember we talked about the havoc of, the harbinger of havoc and the
harbinger of destruction.
Well, you know how it said each week the stats will improve?
Right.
And we didn't think much of it. We figured, oh, well, when we get it, we'll see how much it improves.
Right.
Well, it actually starts improving now. And the stats go up by 1 point every week. So the Havoc one has stats of 350 and 350, but now they're 351 and 351.
How do you know that?
Because if you go to the marketplace, Leonard Long actually found this, and pull up that pop-up again, you'll notice an extra point was added to all those stats. Which still, by the time you get it, like, what was 13 months and 19 months?
Yeah.
It'll have, like, you know, maybe 16, 60 points, whatever. But look at how the loot is just going up at a tremendous rate. And, you know, they're doing this for the sole purpose of the players out there who are buying loot in the marketplace. And I think Zynga takes advantage of these players. And I think if they really want to keep their customers happy and make people want to keep buying loot from the marketplace, they should really offer incentives to at least sell your useless items back, maybe not for full price, but half.
Right.
Because the rate they pump this new loot out, I just think it's really taking advantage of this small subset of players who will buy 501
loot items, right?
Yeah, camels or whatever they sell.
Medaries.
Yeah, and then 2 weeks later, oh, there's better loot. I'm going to buy that too. And Zynga knows what's going on.
Yeah.
But I think it's just a blatant display of disrespect over it if you're not going to give them some type of investment for their loot. Their character. And it's funny looking at this new VIP loot. I was going through my Spotcomb item analyzer and I was looking at stuff that I purchased that's now useless.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, I wish I didn't buy that. I wish I didn't buy that. It didn't really help me or make me better for a month.
Right.
So I think they need to look at that whole system too. Yeah. Or they just need to shut the game down. That's
right. Going out of business, crates coming at
yeah,
you.
Yeah. And I wish you would have entered.
They wouldn't have done that. Are you kidding?
That's better than the other ones.
That's funny as hell, but they wouldn't do that. They totally would not do that. Because then it'd be like, everybody would be like, oh my God, it is really shutting down. And it'd be, think of the customer support tickets they get as a result of that. That is funny, though. Maybe we should add some crates to the Spock Home Toolbar.
Yeah, we should make our own crates like that and put a spoof. On the blog.
Or maybe what we need to do is go out and find some mini games and then just incorporate them in the toolbar for something, you know, to do while you're playing something else. We could have a mini slots.
And the prizes would be going out of business, Craig.
We can come up with something. We can let you win fake.
If you collect
fake Spock money.
Zynga will give you all your money back that you spent.
Yeah, like we can control that. That'd be funny. But for all those that have the fix of needing to play a slot machine game.
I need to stop that. Like, I'm mad at myself.
Yeah.
I don't know why I keep playing that stupid thing. And, you know, take it from me. I know I shouldn't be playing, but if you think that there's any chance of winning a lot of reward points, there isn't. Yeah. And I keep thinking, well, maybe this time will be different.
Yep.
And it never. And then you'll see someone post on their wall, oh, I just won 1,000 reward points. And then you want to go play again.
Yeah. That's all about what the mental strategy or psychology behind the game or any game is, keeping players engaged, making them think there's something that they really want that they don't necessarily. It's the got to have mall approach, you know, like why McDonald's has 15 toys and a Happy Meal. so that the kids think that they have to have 15 of the different toys.
Oh, that's why they do it.
Yeah. All psychology stuff.
I was one of those kids.
Yeah. They had the Beanie Babies, and everybody had to have every Beanie Baby.
And I was a vegetarian growing up, too, so my parents were like, you don't even eat meat. Like, you don't need
I want the dang toy! Yep. You were a vegetarian growing up, too?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Okay.
Yep, all my life.
Interesting. Were your parents?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That's
yep. Fine. Oh, yeah, no, I didn't choose to do that. It was hard being a kid. We went to a field trip at McDonald's, and I remember my mom had to make me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Huh.
And all the other kids were pointing at me. And I knew they were talking smack about me, too. But what can you do? It's more sociably acceptable now, but
yeah,
back then it wasn't.
True. Yeah, because they have, like, tofu bars and whatnot now.
Yeah, you can get anything you want now.
Huh. I'm still a meat.
But back in the day, it was hard to be a vegetarian.
Meat and potatoes kind of guy. Anyway, something about a big, nice, juicy ribeye steak.
I just think of a dead animal when you say that.
Yeah, well, you're very animal oriented. I'm yeah. Like they're okay there for food. But
that's what fruit and vegetables are for.
Yeah, then I'd be like a beanpole. Alrighty, well, what else we got? Anything?
No, I think that's it. We just have a lot of stuff coming, a lot of stuff ending. The same old stuff. We could, yeah. In fact, our podcasts are like copy and paste now, just because that's all Zingo does.
Yeah, tune in next time you hear the same show again.
Yeah, or just play this one in a week. The events will be different names.
Yeah. And Pistol Pete will still be pissed off about something to do with this stupid VIP program.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll be in better spirit. I think we need Jana here to make it happier.
Yeah, she does tend to do that.
Yeah, I'm like negative by nature. Well, not really negative. I'm more of a realist.
Right.
And it just makes me mad that I was so optimistic at one point that they were going to change with the new team.
Yeah.
But I'm not seeing it. And I'm seeing the numbers going down and not up.
True. Very, very true.
I mean, I just feel like the time we spend trying to, you know, quote unquote advise or give advice, I think it's just wasted.
Right.
And then people hate us in the community. Like, that's not fun to deal with either.
Yep.
I don't know if they, I think only like one person hates you, Pete.
Oh, no.
But I have a lot of them.
There's probably more than one.
Yeah, the people that think you're a cheater don't like you.
Because I use scripts.
Yeah.
I'm going to use scripts as long as Trader Nogo tells me it's okay.
Well, and the thing is, if they tell us it's not okay and they ban our accounts, well, guess what? I'm going to have a lot of free time on my hands.
Yeah.
And I'll get my life back.
Yeah.
So either way, I don't care. I mean, I still enjoy blogging. I still enjoy playing the game. It's just frustrating. But if that were to be taken away from me, it wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing. It would just, I would need to move in a different direction.
Yeah.
And I don't think I can, you know, make Secret District blog posts till I'm 80. It's just not going to happen.
Yep.
I hope.
Yep.
But we'll see. Maybe next week we'll have better, more fun things to talk about.
True. True. True, true, true. So you got a shout out this evening then?
I do. Do
Fire
you?
Fire away. Me? I'll make one up.
Okay. My shout out is to Kevin Parker. And the shout-out's really to his great-niece, Lara Grace.
Oh, yeah, I read that. I actually read that, see?
Those kind of things need to be read. And I hope the word gets out. There's a free-for-all, and the links are on my blog. People have posted them on the fan page in honor of a little girl named Lara Grace who is battling bone cancer.
Uh-huh.
And it's just to, you know, if you can't donate even a little as a dollar, it's okay. Just go participate in the free-for-all. She'll get to see it, you know, and share it with your mafia and try to get others to support it. And she's such a cute little girl. And it's so sad to just see, like, she's in a hospital bed, but she has the brightest smile, and you can tell she's happy in life. And it's just inspirational.
Uh-huh.
And right. It's like, you want to help her. And I hate wars, but I'm going to participate in this one.
Are you?
Unless they all kill me, and I can't. It's kind of set up like guys versus girls, like some of the mock wars we have had have been.
Yeah.
But so, and I, Kevin, and whoever was helping him set this all up did a really good job. It's very easy to go to the site and sign up. You know, there's not a lot of trying to figure out what you're supposed to do. So they did a really good job on that. And so my shout outs to everyone involved for this cause. And I hope people come out and participate. And it will be today when you're hearing this. It will be at 5 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah.
So what is your shout out tonight?
My shout out is to all the people that post on our wall that their stuff doesn't work. Come on, people. Like, be specific. What doesn't work? What is not working? I just kind of love the, my stuff doesn't work. I mean, literally, my stuff does not work. Well, we can't fix it if we don't know what the stuff is you're trying. You know, is it the toolbar? Is it a specific spocklet? Is it, what is it that's not working? Got to be specific, people. Be specific, or you don't get an answer. Or you get a Martin answer, which are the best.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't mess around with that stuff.
Yep.
I always say, especially like when you play poker, there's always one guy at the table and he says, is it on me? And I always say, if you have to ask, the answer is yes. Yeah. Like, just look, get a yes.
Everybody's staring at you, but no, it's not on you. It's actually the person to your right.
So if you're the only one asking about something not working, chances are it's an operator error and not a system error.
Very true.
And then, you know, there's so many little things to do. Just clear your cache. I can't tell you how many times that's fixed my issues.
Right.
You know, try to do that stuff before asking and causing paranoia in the community.
Yeah. Now, sometimes there's some really weird things. Like, I was trying to do something the other day, and it turned out that it was basically a firewall setting that was causing the issue. And, you know, that's just kind of weird when that kind of things happen. But, you know, it's just the proverbial, well, my stuff's not working. You know, or hijacking a post about one thing.
Well, you get kind of paranoid when it doesn't work and you run somewhere to ask. And I'm guilty of that, too. I always go to the spot comb room. And I don't say it's not working because I know better. But I'll say, oh, is anybody else experiencing this?
And I'm okay with that. I mean, if it, in general, is anybody else having difficulty getting to spocklets? That's a fair statement. That's something for the community to be able to respond to and get back to. But when you just say, my stuff doesn't work, that's not the same thing. It's all about the approach.
Are you sure they're saying my shit don't work?
Yeah. Yep. So, anyway, but that's where it's at. So, anyway, I guess we'll call it a wrap. Thanks for listening. We'll be back.
See you next time.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first. I wanna cars, get them crashing to the brand new